Time for the Mayor Thomas Coates Good Scout Annual Breakfast. It is coming up Thursday, December 5th, 7:30 in the morning at the Terrell Room. And here to tell us more about scouting here in Quincy and about the breakfast in particular, our co-chairs of the breakfast, John Cohane and Ray Teberge. Not present as a third co-chair, Chuck Phelan, but we will certainly see him at the breakfast. So guys, thanks for coming over.
Oh, our pleasure.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Ray, to see you again.
We just talked
recently about the Camperee, which was excellent.
Success.
Yeah. And John, nice to see you here the first time in our studio.
Yes, yes. Thank you for having me here.
Absolutely.
And the campership was amazing as well. Yeah. I mean, took over the city.
Yeah.
You know,
thousand scouts.
Incredible to watch.
Yeah. It was a neat experience. Yeah. And Ray brought some great pictures, too, of some old time scouting here in Quincy, which was fun to see. And maybe they'll be on display again at the breakfast.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tell me about the breakfast, Ray. This is a history.
Sure, the breakfast
goes back for a while
started
now.
Just a little under 30 years. I think this is our 28th year. And it started primarily as a way of raising funds to help with the summer camp, Camp Massasoit, which was down in Plymouth. And we were building buildings down there and campsites to try to accommodate more kids. And then it just evolved into helping kids locally. Mm-hmm. And as scouting changed and the economy changed and the makeup of the neighborhoods in Quincy changed, we realized that we needed more economic resources to help flatten the field, if you will, so that the barriers would go away for a child to be able to participate in scouting.
Sure. So is this the main fundraiser for Quincy Friends of
Scouting? This is the main fundraiser for Quincy Friends of Scouting. The Camperee was a huge success, but that was not intended as a fundraiser.
And that's not every year either.
And that's not every year. That was a one-off.
Yeah.
Really a celebration of scouting with New England.
Yes.
And bringing the attention to Quincy. But the Quincy Mayor's Breakfast has been consistently every year, except for the COVID years where we couldn't do
where
it.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened, exactly.
Going to have a virtual breakfast, right? Sitting
right
in front of your computers having bacon and eggs.
Exactly. Take pictures of each other.
Yeah, exactly. So has it always been the mayor of the city?
It has always been the mayor of the city.
Really?
Chuck Phelan originally brought it to light with a couple of others, citizens. Got the mayor involved really to give it some cachet. Mm. And it also gives the city a chance to celebrate a couple of citizens mm-hmm. of the city for living their lives as a scout, for being role models for the scout.
Yes, they're Good Scout Awards.
The Good Scout Award, exactly, for living their lives in that way. So they don't have to have history of being a scout, just living their lives in harmony with the scouting values.
Yeah, which are what? What would you say the values are?
Well, the 12 points of the law. Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
Ooh, you pass.
And what's interesting, Joe, is he'll do that sometimes at the breakfast.
Yeah.
And there'll be scouts, you know, in their 50s, 60s that remember that. And we'll
reciting
we'll
it.
We'll recite
it.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It is ingrained in you.
Yeah.
It's ingrained in you. And then the three parts of the oath as well I want to mention, which is about duty to God and country, duty to others, and then duty to self, mm-hmm. to take care of your own self.
Okay. So here's the point in the program where we announce the winners of this year's Good Scout Breakfast Awards, Ray.
So let me just give a little backup to that, which is that typically the formula is that the mayor wants to recognize one citizen that's in the private market and one that is a public servant.
Okay.
And then some years we'll feel as though there's an individual that is deserving of what we would call sort of an MVP or a Life Achievement Award, and that's the Granite Pillar Award. So last year we did three, if you remember. But this year is two.
Okay.
Two Good Scout Awards. And this year's private citizen is Bob Taravecchia, CEO of Coastal, and Brad Kroll from former city councilor.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've known them both for years.
But great guys.
Great guys and honorable men and have done tremendous service for their city. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Very nice. So they're perfect role models for us to celebrate.
Okay. So don't necessarily have to be from Quincy either, is this?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. The Coastal Bank does have a branch in Quincy.
Yeah.
And so we feel the connection is strong enough there. And everybody that I talk to in Quincy says, hey, we're recognizing Bob Taravecchia. Yeah, they all go, oh, Bob's a fabulous
yes,
guy.
Yes,
everybody
yeah,
to the
choice.
T.
Yeah. Yes,
great,
well,
great guy.
Weymouth Bank for years before Coastal, so
exactly.
He's definitely been in that industry for a long time.
Right.
Who knew about his private life though, with supporting scouts
yes,
as well.
Yes, exactly.
So
he's a very outdoorsy guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
John, I'm curious about your scouting adventure and how you came to scouts.
So I never made it to Eagle Scout,
okay.
but I my mom had a den. She was a den mother when I was in St. Anne's School.
Okay.
And on Tuesdays, it was always a half day.
Yeah.
And all the scouts were dressed in the uniforms at school. And we all thought that was
awesome.
A big deal.
Yeah.
And then walked to my house. So there's probably about eight scouts. And that was a kind of a routine. Every Tuesday
mm-hmm.
was a routine. So I never went into the Boy Scouts above that, but introduced to them early, loved the values, you know, was fortunate enough to meet Ray several years ago, and he shared, you know, kind of the work that he's doing, and it's just, it's amazing. Like, meeting these kids, they look you in the eye, they shake your hand, they're excited, they're knowledgeable. I mean, just a great, great organization.
Yeah.
So Tony Agniti and Marilyn Manning asked me probably 9 years ago to get involved, so I've been on the committee ever since.
Okay.
Yeah.
One and hooked, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's just, I mean, Quincy's part of my life. I grew up here. We have our business here, and any of those organizations that are just, you know, the culture and the fabric of the city, we love to honor, and scouting is just one of those.
You know, you said something that's interesting. When you meet the scouts, they look you in the eye, and they have, so they have the self-confidence, you know, from probably from the scouting experience, in part at least, right? Yeah.
A good portion of it, especially these days. You know, the way the kids with their devices and their phones, it's very easy to look down, and adults get trapped doing that too.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
But every time you meet a scout, the hand comes out, the eyes are right on you. You don't have to coax it out of them. It's just, it's now a habit, and I think it's because of the lessons that
but, you know,
the leaders.
Those are awkward years, you know, the formative years, teen years, so it's kind of natural for young people to, you know, withdraw and be a little self-conscious. So.
Yeah.
But Ray, you're nodding your head like, this is what we work with.
We do. Yeah. It's a very conscious point for us.
Yeah.
I recited the 12 points of the law.
Yeah.
And if you ask Baden Powell, and he didn't want to answer the question, which is, what's the most important one? He'd say, it's not necessarily the most important one, but he says, I made trustworthy first for a reason. It's the cornerstone.
Yeah.
Because without that, the others fall down.
Mm.
But in 42, in Quincy, I say, while trustworthy is the cornerstone, friendly, number four, is our benchmark.
Okay.
A scout is friendly. And I define that as that there should never be a stranger in the room. Whether you walk into a room or you're in a room and people walk in, you should never leave the room not knowing everybody that's in that room.
Oh.
It is the quintessential reach across the aisle.
Okay.
You may or may not be friends with them,
but
you'll at least be friendly. They'll know your name and you'll know theirs.
Yes,
and you'll make them feel welcome.
Hence the purple, right?
Exactly.
In the political world,
in the political world,
that's what it represents, right?
Yeah, it's about being an ambassador.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're very proud of that. So I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Bringing that.
Oh no, it's amazing.
And as we go to other camperies around New England, people will say the people from 42 from Quincy are the most friendly.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is our trademark.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice moniker to have.
Yeah. It all starts there. Then you can build on the other things.
Yes.
Then you can be courteous and kind and obedient and cheerful. But it all starts with reaching across the aisle.
Let's talk about the breakfast itself.
Sure.
What will be happening that morning? Again, it is Thursday, December 5th at the Terrell Room.
Right.
Registration begins at 7:30 in the morning, and the meeting runs from 8 to 9.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what happens?
So typically, obviously, people have pre-registered and pre-paid in advance online via the website.
Okay.
And then arrive sometime between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. That's sort of the networking. Oftentimes, people are eating then if they're not networking or saying hello around the room. But then I open it officially at 8 o'clock, you know, classic Pledge of Allegiance. We have a scout singing the national anthem this year. We'll have the Quincy Chorus there singing some songs for us. I'll give a brief update on the health and status of scouting in Quincy.
Yep.
John typically says something, Chuck typically says something. And then we'll have the honorees introduced, and they'll talk about their lives and how scouting parallels their values, their own personal values, and then we typically have two or three scouts also share some of their experiences and how scouting has benefited them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So I know it's a work day, so you try and stay on schedule, right?
Oh, we're pretty religious.
It is,
and I'll give Tony Agniti credit for that. Tony used to always harp that.
Yes.
We will end at 9, and in the last few years, we've actually had a pretty good track record.
So there is a committee. There's a whole committee behind this.
There is a whole committee behind it. Yep.
Okay. Do you want to mention the members of the committee?
I'm sure if I can remember them all.
I have them in front of me.
You have them in front of you. Yeah. Why don't you mention them?
Oh, all right. I guess.
Cheat notes.
Sure. Tony Agniti, Mike Berry, Bob Bosworth, Elise Boncaldo, Tim Cahill, Kerry Donahue, Marilyn Manning, Helen Murphy, Jen Sammons, and Diane Teberge.
There you go. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
So we thank them.
Appreciate that. I always worry that I'm going to forget somebody.
Probably would have been your wife, right?
Yeah, right. No, I wouldn't forget her.
Curious thing that I saw here, this is the press release about the breakfast.
Sure.
The Quincy Friends of Scouting incorporated in 2012. I thought it would be older than that.
Yeah, prior to 2012, each of the units would typically be, chartered by a local Catholic church.
Okay.
And as the Catholic Church was going through its transition, the Boy Scouts of America was going through its issues, primarily legal and attendance-wise. A bunch of us adults, a lot of the people that are on that list, Elise Boncaldo certainly comes to mind, and my wife Diane, and some others, we got together and said, hey, we can make our own corporation and be in charge of our own destiny and not be chartering with organizations that may or may not want to partner with us.
Gotcha.
So part of that was we also diversified across many churches. So now there are five churches in the city of Quincy that we have relationships with that host us, that give us meeting space. Whether it's weekly or monthly or annually for certain events, or we may hold Eagle Courts of Honor there, that sort of thing. And so none of them feel obligated. One of them may call us, you know, St. Mary's may call and say, oh, we have bingo this Friday, you can't meet. And so it's okay, we'll go over to East Congregational Church, or we'll go to Wallace and Kong. And so that really takes the pressure off of them and takes the pressure off us.
Yes, I mean, it gives you a good experience, too, throughout different parts of the city. You
know, it does.
It still is a city of small neighborhoods, really, even though it's over 1,000 people now.
And then a few years ago, the mayor came to our annual Eagle Scout barbecue that we have at our house for Eagle alumni to keep them engaged and keep them in touch with each other. And it was just after COVID, so we had not had it for a few years, the breakfast. And the mayor said, hey, what do you think? I think I want to restart the breakfast. And I said, yeah, I'd like to do that too. He says, well, I want a couple of changes. I said, I'm all interested. You know, what do you want?
Right.
And he said, I want the benefiting agency to be a Quincy organization.
Okay.
I don't want the funds going to Boston because I don't know what the benefit is coming back to Quincy.
I see.
I want a little more control over it. So I said, I'm totally in favor of that. So he says, I want it to be a 501c3. So he helped us get that status for Quincy Friends of Scouting. He goes, Ray, I want you to control those funds and be the chair of that. And I want it to benefit all scouts in Quincy, Scouts BSA and Girl Scouts.
Okay.
So as an organization, we do benefit both.
Quincy Friends of Scouting was
Born. Friends of Scouting was born.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what is, you said you're going to give a kind of a status update on the state of scouting in Quincy. What is the state of scouting?
The state of scouting in Quincy is actually pretty strong,
you
know, considering the national trends and local trends. Certainly a lot of units took a beating during COVID because they didn't meet, and certainly outing is a big part of scouting, the outdoors as a venue for delivering the program. So there are many units that I think struggled with program to begin with and they ended up closing. So, but regardless, here in Quincy, Troop 6 out on Howe's Neck, 42 primarily in Quincy Center, and then the multitude myriad of Girl Scout troops. Those are much smaller, individual smaller groups. Too many numbers to list.
Sure, okay.
But we all survived well for some strange reason. I'm assuming it was community support helped us get through that. We found mechanisms through Zoom to be able to still stay in touch and hold meetings via Zoom, which was awkward, but it was something. So we survived that. So now, to date, currently, I would say we're over 350 youth in the city of Quincy are involved in scouting.
Okay.
That's all the way from K through the age of 21.
Really?
Okay. Through the various programs that we have. So it's a good collection of kids, good cross-section from Squanum to the Neck. And all over. We're actually, the programs are so strong that we're attracting kids from neighboring communities. We have kids from Braintree and Weymouth and Dorchester and Canton that commute to Quincy just to participate in the programs because our activities are so strong. So sort of build it and they will come.
I see. Okay.
And that's the case.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting. You'll have to change it to Greater South Shore Friends of Scouting.
No. So we only benefit scouting groups that are in Quincy. I don't care where you live.
Gotcha.
But if you come to Quincy and you want to benefit Quincy and be a part of what makes Quincy special, then I don't care where you sleep at night.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and
does that make
John,
sense?
As a Quincy business owner, that must sound good to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like you said, it's a large city, but it's a small town feel.
Right.
So to have people engaged and you know, working together in this community is amazing.
Absolutely, So how does one become a friend of Quincy Scouting?
If you go to the website, www.quincyfriendsofscouting or qfos.org, either one.
Okay.
It's all spelled out. Quincy Friends of Scouting redirects to QFOS.
Gotcha, okay.
But sometimes people say, what does QFOS stand for? Or QFOS.
And I go, QFOS, okay.
They could go there and either buy a table or individual tickets for the event.
That was my next question, yes. Okay.
Join our mail mailing list at that website
as
well.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I should do that. I haven't done that yet.
That would be excellent.
Okay. Are there still tickets available for the breakfast?
There are still tickets available. Sales are going very well.
Okay.
We expect it to be a sellout event again.
Which is how many?
32 tables, I believe.
Of 10?
So of 8.
Of 8, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, so it's all good. Get your tickets now. Get them early.
Is there a deadline?
There is not. It goes all the way up until the event until we're full. The Terrell Room says no more.
Okay. And they do a great job up
there
as well.
They do a great job.
So, excellent. Anything else we should share with folks right now?
I don't think so. Just go to the website, support us.
Yes.
And we appreciate everyone's support.
Yeah, absolutely. John?
No, I always tell Ray every year, I said it's my favorite morning of the year.
Really?
Because you walk out of that breakfast just feeling great about the city, the future of kids and youth and engagement, because they don't always tell those stories on the news. So when you're there present, you see these kids speaking and you see the expression on their faces.
Yes.
It's incredible.
And you get to meet their families too, you know, and it's a proud moment for their families, I would think, as
Absolutely,
to see their children in their regalia, being part of something bigger than themselves,
Exactly.
Yeah. So very nice. QFOS.org again, or phone number is 617-653-6121.
If you have any questions, love to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Great to talk to you.
Thank
Truly
you, Joe.
My pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.